It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Commissioner Casey Hopes, and we've got some exciting things that are getting ready to pop up and happen here in our area and in our neck of the woods, and it's all about being ready, or you ready is the name of the program, and it all has to do with the Build Back Better program. And it's a series of monies, and it's free money. That's the best part about it. We were just talking about that. Casey, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for inviting me here to talk about this.
Anytime. So let's let the people know what this You Ready program is all about.
So You Ready, like you explained, is part of the Build Back Better. Carbon and Emery counties got together a application to the Build Back Better, and we were awarded phase one. So this comes in two phases. Phase one, we were awarded, and so we get some engineering money and some planning money, and then we get to apply for phase two. At phase two, we get upwards of $25 million or more for our application. And so our application has several different components to it. There's the San Rafael Research Center, and for Carbon County, the big one for me anyway, is the build out of the aviation program. We already have flight school there, and we have some classrooms in at the airport. But this would give us another large hangar that USU can then bring in their mechanics program, and be able to do the power plant and the other side of the mechanics program. And that would kick it off. That's all we've been waiting for, is to get enough space for them to bring it here. They want to bring it here. They're working on their license with the FAA, and this will be a huge deal for our community, because the training doesn't just apply to mechanics. When you talk about a turbine engine, there's turbine engines inside our power plants. And so these are jobs that could be used all over the community.
And yeah, it just won't, like you said, it won't be just for aviation. It's got other practical uses that people could do. And the great thing about this, as you said, if you've been awarded the first phase, you won the first phase, and that was out of, was it 60? Over 60 applicants?
No, there's 60 left.
Oh, 60 left, sorry.
Nationwide, there was only 60 that were awarded phase one, and we were one of the 60. And now we're competing for phase two. But nationwide, there were thousands, I don't know how many, but there were hundreds of applicants, and we were of those awarded among the 60.
And you've been whittled down to the 60 now. And once again, you're saying the big thing here for us would be the build out of the aviation, the technical campus out at the airport, so that USU could bring more of their aviation program down.
Yes.
And it's been very successful so far.
It has. I mean, the first year that they opened up the aviation campus, they thought they'd get a handful of students, and they booked out, and they had to bring in another instructor. So there's a need for it and a want. Kids are wanting to get into that career, and there's going to be hundreds of openings, thousands of openings in the next 10 years.
So the great thing about this is you guys are looking for public input on these things.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where this is all stemming from. You're going to have a couple of open houses, one here in Carbon County, one in Emery County. And the first one's coming up, is it the 12th?
January 13th.
13th.
At 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8. There's going to be an open house with some refreshments and some food. So we're trying to entice you with food and get your comments. We're going to have sticky notes so people can go walk around to the five or six different projects that we have going on and review them, ask questions, and then put your sticky note of, I like this project, I don't like this project, and here's the reasons why. So we're trying to take all of our community input and build out the best program we can to win the money.
And once again, you're going to be, where's this going to be held at? I'm sorry.
So this the one in Price is going to be at 375 South Carbon Avenue. That's the Reeves building.
Okay.
Where the AOG is at right now. And then the other one on the 14th in Emery County is going to be at 75 East Main. Again, both of them 6 to 8. If you want to look at some of these in advance, you can go to You Ready on Facebook, or excuse me, Utah Ready on Facebook, and start to get an idea. So when you come, you might have a few more questions.
And just kind of look through them. And yeah, this is the great thing. Once again, it's they're looking for public input. Never miss the opportunity to have input in this in these kinds of things. Maybe there is something that you like about a certain program. Maybe why are we doing this way? And that's really what it's going to all boil down to. And then you said that the final applications for the big prizes are due sometime in the spring, is what you were saying.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's in March, but I can't remember the exact date.
And once again, I think you need to let people know what's at stake for this upwards of $25 million to get these projects going.
Yeah, it's a big boon for Carbon and Emery counties to be able to bring in and infuse all of that money and help build our economy here. That would be a tremendous feat to bring in that much money and really kick some of these things off, like the San Rafael Energy Research Center and the aviation program and some of the technical assistance centers that are being proposed.
So once again, this is January 13th down at the Old Reeves School from 6 to 8. It's all about you ready. They're looking for public comments on these things. There's a lot of money at stake, and a lot of that money could come right here to Carbon and Emery counties. If you want more information on it, what was the Facebook page again?
Utah Ready.
All right. So, Commissioner Hopes, did you have one more thing?
Sorry, it's Utah REDI.
Okay, so Ready is spelled REDI.
Yeah.
Perfect. So go on that Facebook page, check those out, and get an idea of what these projects are going to look like, and then head to the meeting. That's the most important part. Head to the meeting and let your voice be heard. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today and taking the time out. We really appreciate it. And this is going to be a great thing, and hopefully that money can come right here and help out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.